This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. A Louisiana law requiring doctors who provide abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital is set to go into effect after a long court battle. On Friday, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans denied a request to rehear the case. Opponents worry this law will make it nearly impossible for a woman to access an abortion in Louisiana, a right protected by Roe v. Wade, the landmark Supreme Court ruling issued 46 years ago this week. Ellie Schilling is a New Orleans attorney representing reproductive health care providers and co-founder of Lift Louisiana, an organization that advocates for reproductive rights in the state. Ellie, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So this law has been in front of the Fifth Circuit Court before. They upheld the law last year. So what did the court decide last week?
So last week, then the full Fifth Circuit decided that it would not reconsider whether the panel decision of the Fifth Circuit is correct. So meaning that the panel decision upheld the admitting privileges requirement in Louisiana, finding that the law was constitutional, and so the Fifth Circuit is not going to reconsider that decision.
This law was passed by the Louisiana legislature in 2014, and it was signed by then-Governor Jindal. What would the new requirements be for doctors who perform abortions under this law?
The requirement is that doctors who perform abortions have, quote, active admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the clinic, which is essentially identical to the law in Texas that in Whole Women's Health in 2016, the Supreme Court found to be unconstitutional. So all of the doctors who currently provide abortions in Louisiana attempted to obtain admitting privileges in order to comply with the law, but very few of them were able to. And because abortions are so safe, the complication rates, for example, that require hospitalization are less than 1%, then it's very few patients that will ever be admitted to a hospital. So hospitals don't really have any incentive to give admitting privileges to a physician who's not going to admit patients.
Supporters say admitting privileges protect the health and safety of women. Critics say, on the other hand, that they're unnecessary. Why wouldn't it be necessary for a physician to have admitting privileges?
Well, so I think it's important to specify that both the district court in this case and the Supreme Court in Whole Women's Health found that there are no medical benefits to requiring abortion providers to have admitting privileges. And for one reason, that's because the procedure is so safe. It's very rare that you would ever need to be admitted into a hospital. But more importantly, that if that were to occur, if there were an emergency, the hospital will admit you. Your doctor doesn't have to have a relationship with that hospital.
There are three abortion clinics in Louisiana, one in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and Shreveport. What do you think this ruling means for those clinics and the women who use them?
If the ruling remains in effect, then it will force most, if not all, of those clinics to close, which will mean that women either will not have anywhere in Louisiana at all that they can access abortion, or they may have to drive very long distances, for example, from New Orleans all the way up to Shreveport. So the implications are going to be significant in terms of dramatically reducing access to abortion. And then if there is still a clinic at all to go to in Louisiana, creating greater obstacles to women in order to access that.
Ellie Schilling, co-founder of Lift Louisiana, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.